Hey podcasters, Clazy, Matt and Kimber here from the Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, our amazing day in Carnarvon, including our thrilling helicopter ride.
Look, with Kimber not feeling the best, we took over the bloke's juice.
And we find out what's your best road trip song.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clazy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5. Catch up with the Big Breakfast and catch big brand vitamins and cosmetics half price at Chemist Warehouse for a limited time.
We are road tripping. I tell you what, Australia's Coral Coast, a beautiful place to come and visit. We've caught Qantas flight up here, and we're heading back down in an Avis rental. Of course, the road trip from Exmouth to Carnarvon yesterday was a great starting part.
Magnificent, and I think we commented on the car how big this land is. I mean, we know it, but it's awe-inspiring, and you think about our, you know, brothers and sisters from Southeast Asia, you know, who live in such heavy populations. Imagine what it must be like for them
to come
and see that that expanse of brown land.
Get out of the buildings and look at 180 degrees of just open space. Yeah,
exactly. So much space for activities, boys. Look, from Exmouth to Carnarvon, we're all set up. Matthew, you and I in the car with our beloved Captain Paul. We had water, we had snacks, we had plenty of leg room in the front seat, ready for a cruisy drive and maybe a little bit of sleep after a 4 o'clock get up.
Oh, good luck with that.
And then Captain Paul decided to tell every anecdote from the top 10 anecdotes in Captain Paul's life.
It's like listening to a Captain Paul's podcast, isn't it?
About when he touched an electric fence and all the boys he was working with laughed.
That's right.
When he drove the truck off the track but didn't tell the management. We got every detail of every anecdote in the history of Captain Paul.
And you know we love you, Cap.
And you guys were lapping it up.
Oh,
you never once told me to shut up.
Tell that one again.
Every second. Yeah, tell us the story again.
But that's what road trips are for.
That's what they're for. And the great thing about Cap is he starts with you. I've probably told you this. And before you get a chance to answer, he's into it already.
We were both nodding yes. That's the answer. But we ended up at one of the coolest places you can find on the Coral Coast, Carnarvon Space and Technology Museum. How good is this joint?
Oh, this is... Yay! Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Oh, the pain. There's no pain coming to this place. It's fascinating.
It certainly isn't. This is an... I would have loved the... I love it now.
Yeah.
As a 48-year-old man, but as a kid, I would have absolutely frothed being in here.
There are crayons on that desk. You can draw whatever space rocket you want to.
This is my third time in here, and I love it just as much. There's a couple of new things in here now.
Is there?
Yes.
I've got the capsule from Apollo 11.
No, he meant the coffee machine.
Oh, the coffee machine. And, of course, it was built to support NASA's Gemini, Apollo, and Skylab program.
Yeah.
We don't mention Skylab.
No, maybe not. Yeah, well, there's a piece of Skylab junk over there, actually.
Is there?
Yeah. The giant Saturn V rocket, boys, I learnt, was 110 metres high. Took 3.5 million kilograms of thrust to take off. That's a lot of thrust.
Gee, that reminds me as a teenager.
And 15 tonnes of kerosene and liquid oxygen to get that big sucker up.
Kerosene?
Yeah, kerosene.
I had a kerosene heater when I was a kid.
Mum used to make me fill it up.
Yeah. Jet A fuel. That's what it is.
Oh, kerosene. There you go.
Thank God we've got experts here, I tell you.
It is a place to visit. Another place that's worth a look on your way down the Coral Coast is Ballara Station. They are the sweetest people. The hospitality is great and the scones are even found.
I love a scone. Beautiful. Oh, and this is important. It isn't spacey.
Right.
But you know that this station here, where we are in Carnarvon, was vital for us getting telly.
Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't have get all of those satellite images from London and all over the world had it not been for this place. So as you turn on your box this morning, say thank you, Carnarvon.
As you turn on Louise Momba and see our Ross Edwards on at 8 o'clock on the news this morning. Yeah, and there is actually a video playing on an old black and white television. Of Ross Edwards. He's 140.
Gee, he looks good.
Oh, he looks like Buzz Aldrin.
He does. He was here, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
He opened a part of it.
They're selling books that he signed over here. Yeah, it is a real buzz to be here. So if you get up to Carnarvon, find yourself to the Carnarvon Space and Technology Museum. What do you reckon?
Beautiful.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Today, well, yesterday we rolled into Carnarvon. We're still here.
Yes.
And I was just looking at some of these the freeze-dried space food here at the Carnarvon Space and Technology Museum.
Lovely.
Nom nom.
I prefer some of the local produce,
which we'll talk about shortly. In fact, we have got some local produce. There's bananas and mangoes and all kinds of beautiful things have been brought in here.
They call it the Fruit Loops Trail.
The Fruit Loops Trail is worth doing in Carnarvon.
Oh, it's mango chutney. And all sorts of beautiful stuff.
Yeah, but we wanted to go up and see all of that stuff and so much more that Carnarvon provides. So we got the incredible assistance of Captain Ryan and Justin and the team from Coral Coast Helicopter Services yesterday.
We saw Carnarvon from the air.
What did you see?
Well, for a start, we saw the beautiful town of Carnarvon.
And we saw everything that they grow. They grow everything, not just
bananas, mangoes.
Yeah, yeah, lots of other green things.
We saw tiger sharks.
At least three.
Yeah.
Not that far away was the big stingray.
Big stingray. And it was funny, it's the only time I kind of felt a little bit nervy, because I don't mind flying at all. But when he said, that's a tiger shark, I'm here. All right, son, let's get back near the beach.
You saw tiger sharks?
Yeah, we saw a tiger shark. Out of the chopper saw three big tiger sharks. They looked up at me. They thought I was teetering to the pilot. Said, let's just head back. We saw a tiger shark.
Yeah, there he is.
Hey.
Hugh Jackman in town early. The man, the tiger shark, the show. Oh, yes. And someone could not make our flight. It was sensational, but there was someone who missed out.
Kimber.
Kimber wasn't allowed on for certain reasons.
Why? She stopped complaining yet?
Was it the weight restrictions again?
We're not allowed to say that, but you said it.
She said it this morning.
I think it was hair restrictions because it was pretty blustery up there.
No, I think they were happy to take it because I know he took on some extra fuel.
You're fine.
Trouble.
So much trouble. Captain Ryan is a smooth operator. He's a casual kind of dude, and he took us up with Coral Coast Helicopter Services. How amazing is it to sit in a four-person chopper and go straight up with no doors on?
No doors.
So bizarre.
Not a great, you know, if you've just had your hair done, it's not such a great trip.
Or maybe you've eaten too many Lamingtons on the way there.
Oh, God, it was just fantastic. It's so exhilarating to be in a chopper.
Yeah, it is incredible. Banking left and right. You know me, I'm not great with heights.
Yes.
Banking left and right was the moment where you go, oh, well, if it's going to end, it's a great view. But it's so sensational and so safe. It was just incredible.
Wonderful stuff. Yeah, what a way to see the town.
And they've got a couple of helipads, of course, here at the museum. And they've also got one down near the jetty as well, so which have been fairly recent. So great chance to fly from different posies around town.
That's the mile-long jetty that you speak of.
That's correct.
The mile-long jetty. And I noticed that you can't. It's all boarded off. You're not allowed to walk down it. So that's the way to see it, is from the air.
Yes,
It was just such a real treat. Matt and I were up there, and when we got down, we both went, how good is this job?
Yeah, we're very lucky,
very
aren't
privileged.
We?
So you get the chance to do that. So contact Justin and Captain Ryan and the team at Coral Coast Helicopter Services if you get up here to Carnarvon and check it out.
Yeah, it's a great thing to do. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix
94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. What a way to start this morning than America's singing sweetheart, in particular of the 50s and 60s, actress, singer, and great supporter of animals. Doris Day has passed away at the age of 97. That's not her.
She sounds beautiful.
She sounds like you. Doris Day, the star of Calamity Jane, Alfred Hitchcock's The Man Who Knew Too Much, and her Oscar-nominated role in Pillow Talk.
I mean, she was the real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, an incredibly talented lady who had a long, long career. And, you know, she was always considered the wholesome American girl, wasn't she?
Yeah, definitely. Her and Debbie Reynolds. Were
her and Debbie Reynolds, absolutely,
She had four husbands. And her
not
request,
so wholesome.
No,
then.
Maybe, well, I don't know. Well, I think a couple died. But
She
made interesting requests once she passed away, because she was 97 years of age.
Wow.
And healthy until weeks ago. But she requested no funeral, no memorial service, and no grave marker.
Really?
Yeah. So there won't be anything that says Doris Day lies here.
Okay.
Or have a nice day or anything
like that. No, no.
Yeah. So Doris Day gone. Oscar-nominated actress and America's sweetheart for a long time. Well, the world's for a long time. Gone.
Valet
Doris. There'll be a lot of people and... she outlived my mum. How amazing is that?
That's a good innings, isn't it?
Yeah. Mate, last night something pretty special happened.
Game of Thrones was on again.
What's that?
That is producer Tom and Dan the Internet. Now, they were watching it, but I believe they had to ask permission of their partners.
Oh, really?
Were you cheating on your partners last night?
I would have been if Vinka said no.
Okay.
Yes.
But we did ask permission. Dan got permission from his beautiful wife.
Yep.
They said, go ahead and watch it. We had a mandate. We had some chocolate.
Beautiful.
Some ice cream.
Flowers.
Separate couches.
Right.
Yes.
And we watched Game of Thrones. And for those fans out there that have watched it, oh my God, for those that haven't that watched it,
nothing.
Watch it today.
Spoiler alert.
It is amazing.
Okay.
Now, where are we up to?
One episode to go.
One to go, okay.
Yeah, so next week is the finale. Dragons, fire, death.
That was just with you and Dan.
it was awesome. It broke all kinds of records again.
Okay.
So one episode next week.
Okay.
Right.
If you haven't seen it, if you're late to the show, get on board. Maddie, catch up, please.
I need to catch up.
Actually,
yes.
You're a little bit behind. What are you, a series and two eps behind or something?
A series and two eps behind.
Matthew, you've got a lot to do.
I'll just talk to Vinka. Well, ask what happens. Just, you know. I'll watch it with Vinka.
Actually, that's the other question, Tom. Before you go, yeah. Did the girls watch it in Perth together?
No.
Right, okay.
The lovely Vinka went and watched it with friends.
Okay.
But don't worry, we'll watch it together when
we get there. Oh, yeah. And you'll tell her everything that's coming up.
There's nothing that brings a couple together like death and dragons, is there? Hey,
maybe Eurovision.
It's Eurovision time.
It is. Going with his Now, that's not Matt singing, it could have been, but it's Kate Miller-Heidke, who was the Australian representative at Eurovision 2019.
Well, good luck, Kate. Eurovision actually starts late tonight and then goes all the way to Sunday. It's running longer than the Big Bash these days. Yeah, but
they'll just keep it going.
But how's this? Madonna will land in Israel on Wednesday morning, accompanied by her entourage of 135 people.
Yep.
With Madonna.
That's a lot of people and none of them say no.
No.
Ever.
I mean, they've got a choir of 40, 25 dancers, dozens of choreographers. I mean, how many choreographers do you need?
Well, I'm watching 62 or something. But 30 tons of equipment, Matthew.
Well, yes. And that's just Captain Paul.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Well, but 70, she
70 stairs on her stage.
I beg your pardon. Yeah. 70 stairs. So that'd be quite, you know, healthy. Yeah. But she hasn't signed the contract yet.
So it could just, there's no contract to tear up. She might just not roll up.
She might just go, you know what? I don't like it. I needed another choreographer.
If anyone's allowed a dummy spit, I guess it's Mad. It's all Mad yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. That's what's going on with the Bloke's Juice.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Mix 94.5, good morning. It is your Big Breakfast on the Coral Coast, Australia's Coral Coast, and we're doing it live from Carnarvon this morning. And don't forget, you can drop everything because Chemist Warehouse has selected big brand vitamins and cosmetics at half price. But hurry, this sale won't last, only at Chemist Warehouse at 7:40.
Yeah, Claresy, we flew into Tullamore near Exmouth there on Australia's Coral Coast. We are doing a road trip, and the only thing better than a road trip is a road trip song.
Yeah.
Easy rider, thank you very much.
It's the best. Now, of course, we cover quite a large demographic as a group here.
Hey, we do.
We've got you and I who are, aging
late
disgracefully. 30s. And we love a certain type of music, but we have some wonderful, energetic young members of the team.
I love the way you said that, because it made you sound very old.
Yes, no, they're lovely kids, yes. They really are.
Oh, so much promise.
And, of course, we get in the car and they decide to take over the radio.
Mm.
And Emily is with us. Hello, Emily.
Hello.
Morning, Emily.
Morning.
And you had control of the radio in the car yesterday, and
I did.
You went straight for a particular song.
Yes, I had control of the radio, and producer Tom did not like it, but
right.
I had Billie Eilish pumping.
Oh, the 17-year-old who was in Perth last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let me have a little listen to Billie.
Is Billie?
I could drive to that.
I was going to say, you're going to dance to
maybe
it.
Subiaco to Shenton Park. I've got to understand, because you never want to be the old guy going, that's not how we used to do it.
Yeah.
But for me, to be on the open road with nothing but horizon, you need to head straight for a bit of Zeppelin.
Hey!
Look at us old boys nodding our heads to
Zeppelin.
Sitting in
rocking.
The corner.
Is that a Billie Eilish?
Not sure of that one.
Emily, as you know, my wife and I are fans of Billie Eilish, so we saw her on Friday night,
yes.
Which was pretty cool. But I won't listen to Billie while I'm driving. I'll be listening to something maybe like some classic Chisel like this one. Shipping Steel. Hit the Nullarbor with that one, or down the beautiful Coral Coast.
Yeah, actually, I shouldn't paint Claresy with the same colours as myself, because his music taste is so broad. I'm stuck in the 70s and 80s, there's no doubt about it.
Nothing wrong with Zeppelin.
What about you, Kat?
Oh, 60s, 70s, tie yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
Sorry?
Oh, you found it!
Oh, no! Hey.
Where did they find that?
Good!
Don't spoil it.
Sorry.
I think I'm getting into Emily's car.
Nice. Yeah, this is why we control the music.
I love Billie, so I think she's great.
I'm just really happy that Paul was talking so much we didn't get a bit of tie yellow ribbon yesterday.
Well, look, I'm sure you have a song that you love to drive to, and we've got a fantastic Caller of the Day prize. Tickets to see the one and only Dame Edna, My Gorgeous Life, playing at the Riverside Theatre Wednesday, 30th of October. Tickets are through Ticketek. Win them with us, 133353. We want to hear your best road trip song.
Do we throw in some Gladys with that, darling?
Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
Yes, it's a joy to be in the car with you, Claresy.
Mate, it was great. It was a joy to be with Captain... It was a joy to be in the car with you, Matthew.
We got regaled with stories, but we also got regaled with each other's favourite driving songs.
We threw a few little classics in there. And don't forget, if you give us a call, Dame Edna tickets could be yours. My Gorgeous Life playing at the Riverside Theatre Wednesday, the 30th of October. Tickets through Ticketek.
Absolutely. So we gave you our choices, but we want to hear yours. Yeah. Owen's in Morley. Good morning, buddy. What's your favourite driving song?
Mate, I love Radar Love by Golden Earring.
Good choice, Owen.
Oh, great song.
Owen, it is one of those songs that might make you drive a bit too quick at times, mate.
Yeah, it's all right. It's got a few different tunes in it, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, what's the opening line? I've been driving all night, my hands wet at the wheel. No, something like that.
Something like I don't know if they're wet.
That's right. No, they're not wet.
No,
moist.
Sorry, that's the 12-inch mix.
Hey, thanks, Owen. All the best, mate.
Good on you, mate.
Let's go to Neil in Welshpool. G'day, Neil. Hello.
He's driving.
I think he's driving right at this point in time.
Gee, this is what happens when you're at the Carnarvon Space and Technology Museum. Sometimes the satellite falls out. It's like Houston. We have a problem.
Why don't we try Emma, who's in Secret Harbour, with her choice of song, her favourite driving song. Emma, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Good. Emma, are you driving at the moment?
I am.
Well, what is your favourite driving song?
Oh, it's got to be How Bizarre by OMC. How Bizarre.
That's pretty cruisy.
This is a cruisy,
And you can cruise down the freeway in the hot sun.
Yeah, and that gets you through the sort of stress of peak hour traffic, Em?
Definitely. It brings me back to, like, my teenage years. It shows my age, but anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's how I felt when I played Led Zeppelin too. It's a marker.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. Emma, thanks for that, because everyone in Perth today and even us on the Coral Coast will have How Bizarre stuck in her head for the next week.
Exactly, and that's why it's a favourite. Exactly.
Hey, thanks, Emma. Have a great day today.
You too, guys.
Okay, guys, we're talking about those songs while you're driving. Are ready? Radar Love, Golden Earring. I've been driving all night. My hands wet on the wheel.
Oh, you see.
There you go.
You see, I've only got two brain cells left, but they're both working.
Hey, they are.
Thank goodness for that.
No, you've always said you've got a perfect brain. Never been used. Well done, mate. Great recall.
Yeah, good one.
Breakfast with the Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, my friends, getting married is tough enough without people chipping in with their opinions, right?
Well, that's what happens with parents.
Oh, it really is, yeah. So a bride-to-be in California has been lambasted on social media,
right,
which probably means four people have got into, after she revealed her plans for her big day.
It's a nice day for a white wedding.
Having Billy Idol live?
She's got Billy Idol live, in Australia. Fantastic. No, unfortunately, Aunt Karen has passed away.
Oh, that's sad.
Her Aunt Karen.
Especially around this time with Jupiter's.
Yeah, sadly passed away before the wedding.
Yep.
So this lady said, look, what we're going to do is that, the wedding's going to go ahead, because that's what Aunt Karen would have wanted.
That's what she, of course.
But what we're going to do is combine the wedding and Aunt Karen's open casket funeral.
Oh, how gruesome.
So,
wedding and a funeral.
I'm hoping the celebrant's getting, double time, although we don't do penalty rates anymore.
Might have been a rip-off, yeah.
And people have said, no, you can't do that. That's a bit creepy. But I think, fair play to you.
It's a celebration of the circle of life, isn't it?
It certainly is.
It's also, you're exactly right, Matt, creepy.
It's creepy. Aunt Karen would have wanted to be there. She is going to be
there. She is going to be there.
I guess there'll be a very scary bit when the person goes, if anyone needs to say anything forever, hold your peace. Everyone will be looking to Aunt Karen.
Just in case.
To see if she pops up.
Like a comeback.
But, I guess the serious note to this is she said, due to the spiraling funeral costs, as well as what it costs to have a wedding, we're going to have to combine it to give Aunt Karen the farewell that she deserves.
I think it's a beautiful thing. I mean, the wedding cake displayed on the open casket, it might be a step too far.
It may be, possibly.
You could have a celebratory cake for both.
Or you could reveal the cake as you open the casket.
Oh, I like that.
You see?
Yeah.
You got to think outside the box.
There's so many good ideas. And so many funeral directors will be having thoughts about multiplying their numbers. I think that's a great idea.
It would be hard to do that because you don't want to open with a joke.
No.
Which is how you'd normally go into something like that.
No, you'd die on stage.
You really would. So I think fair play to you. You know, these days you've got to be careful with your money.
Yeah, and she's multitasking.
She's multitasking and go for it. I'd go.
Yeah, the happiest day of my life.
Save on doilies.
Thanks, Auntie Karen.
Done.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
An absolute joy to be in Carnarvon again for another beautiful day. Got to 30 degrees by the time we got to Carnarvon yesterday.
It is magnificent.
Rolled down from Exmouth. And don't forget, you can travel the Coral Coast Highway from Perth to Exmouth or the other way for an unforgettable road trip adventure. And that's what we're in the middle of right now.
We certainly are. But of course, life goes on back in our hometown of Perth. And things are changing. And a Perth institution. Fast Eddie's.
Fast Eddie's. Is that the story? It's closing?
41 years it's been open since 1979. The 24-hour burger kind of restaurant is finally, not going to be there anymore. And, I mean, certainly, when you think about Perth back in those times, I mean, we still had roster service stations.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, for the young people listening, there weren't, 24-hour places all over the shop.
We had to look it up in a newspaper to find out where the roster was going to be.
Exactly. There were never things open late at night, and here was this place in the west end of the city where people would go. And a lot of people have been interacting on social media about it. And reminiscing on how open it was to all walks of life, the nightlife of Perth in those times.
And how cheap it was, because we know now it's on the corner of Milligan and Murray, but it was Milligan and Hay Street back in those days.
Yeah.
And you'd go there, it was before, really, kebabs took over as the thing to soak up what you'd been drinking.
Yes.
So you'd rock in there and get a big basket of chips for a couple of dollars.
Yes.
Or, I was just having a look at this menu, which you'll see on the Mix Facebook page or on our Instagram as well. This is Fast Eddie's Cafe from the Hay and Milligan corner days.
Okay.
And you get a Reuben sandwich for $2.75.
Oh, gee, they were good days.
That's how much you pay for the sauce these days and
it
the mustard.
It certainly is.
Incredible.
Of course, it was named after the Paul Newman character in The Hustler. 1961 film The Hustler.
There you go.
Yeah.
The old pool table.
I got all the facts, mate. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. A lot of people very fond of Fast Eddie's and what it meant to them, especially when they were, going from club to date to parking at King's Park.
Yes, and I'm told it was incredibly welcoming of all sorts of people who just needed somewhere maybe to be not be on their own as well,
Pretty good. Now, Rita Saffioti today, one of our most famous local politicians, is having a bit of a chat to the media outside Subiaco Oval today around about 8:30 to talk about the future and the demolition of the grandstand at Subi Oval.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Apparently it's going to happen. Well, we'll find out from Rita today.
And what, the light towers, or will they just stay up?
I think they may be staying, but I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's going to be public space and it's got the school next door. But you imagine the Subi landscape there, the entrance gates are going to stay because it's part of WA footy history and Subiaco history, but Hayden Mutton Drive will never be the same without that giant, giant ugly concrete grandstand there.
Yes.
When you think about it.
So proud of that.
After all those years of WAFL and then eventually VFL and AFL footy there.
Yeah. I remember the Demons winning a flag and losing a flag.
Gee, that was a long time ago, Matthew.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, Robbie Wiley was just a boy.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, so the changing face of Perth, but, that's progress.
It is. So good on your Fast Eddies for everything you gave.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
We were lucky enough to have local heroes Eskimo Joe, Cav, Stu and Joel dropped in to see us ahead of their gig in Frio Social on Friday night.
Yeah.
So they dropped in to see us last week. They recorded something. They disappeared. Did you notice when the boys disappeared?
I did.
They went into the studio in the bowels of our building and recorded something very special.
I was looking through the glass, dreaming of being a rock god like they are.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to any of our social pages, in particular Facebook, Dan the Internet was following them with a camera, which was pretty cool, being the music freak he is. But this is a brilliant live version of Sarah from Eskimo Joe on Mix 94.5. It's your Big Breakfast.
Sarah, won't you tell me your name? I've been waiting here for hours in the garden by the flowers. You're so shy, so just open your eyes. The boys are from a land to be written out in time. A long, 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 long time ago, emergency. I think I am falling apart. Emergency. I think I am losing the fight. And I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can try. I don't know if anyone asks me the reason I lie. She said, Sarah, is she your new best friend? In one deep land, you know her well. You're so shy, so just let it fall apart. Let it stumble in the dark with the razors in your heart. A long, 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 long time ago, emergency. I think I am falling apart. Emergency. I think I am losing the fight. And I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can try. I don't know if anyone asks me the reason I lied. She said, she said, you're so shy. Emergency. I think I am falling apart. Emergency. I think I am losing the faith. And I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can try. I don't know if anyone asks me the reason I lie. She said, she said, oh, no.
Oh, Eskimo Joe, yeah, recorded live at Mix 94.5 late last week. Sensational Sarah acoustic for you from Cav, Stu and Joel. And it was great to catch up with the boys last week at Mix.
Thank you. Hey.
21 years since you guys started the band, still as rock star as ever. Does it feel like it's gone pretty fast?
Yes, it does. Music is such a seasonal thing where there's long periods of time if you're writing a record where you're at home and that feels like everyone's forgotten about you and you're just there in your own little room writing a song. But then you kind of go out into the world and, you know, realize that people still are listening to your records that you released before, and then that goes really fast. And so it's this kind of very weird, like, seasonal world that you live in.
Mm.
And for 21 years at least in the industry, you don't look broken as people. You look quite fresh.
We're broken on the inside.
On the inside.
Yeah, but that's good for songwriting.
Yeah, true, yes.
Now, guys, the re-release of Black Fingernails, Red Wine, we talked to you, Cav, when you last came to join us on the yacht.
On the yacht.
I'm very disappointed we're not on a yacht today.
Sorry, yeah. The $10 million yacht. How good was that?
In my mind, I'm always on a yacht.
Yeah.
Of course. Now, you talked about the album and said, you know, that was an album where the stars kind of aligned, you all came together, and it was just this real perfect moment for you all. Mm. Do you think when that happens, the memory of that, does that make you sort of tougher critics on work to come, like when you continue to write?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we're always very tough on ourselves. Like, I think any band would tell you the same thing, that you're your own worst critic. But that was definitely a moment where we had this moment where we went to the ARIA Awards and we were nominated for 8 ARIA Awards. And we're like, yes. And we dressed up in our like suits like we were going to a prom.
Yeah.
And we got there and we lost pretty much every award to Jet. And every time they got on stage, we were like, and anyway, but when Jet got on stage, they looked like rock stars. They had like their hair was out. They had leather jackets. And I think the penny dropped for all of us at that point in time that it wasn't good enough to just be the dudes from next door living in Fremantle. We needed to be rock stars. And so we walked into making Black Fingernails Red Wine with this idea that we were going to put on this kind of coat of armor, and we kind of put this swagger into it, and it was just a really liberating thing, you know.
We went from being our own worst critics to we are amazing. Basically,
that yeah, well, was it the worked, only right? difference. Yeah.
No, the confidence is good. It took a while, Joel, for you to have trust in me, because there was some guy calling himself Dean Clares. Was it bugging your dad trying to find out what the lyrics meant many, many years ago? I remember you saying that to me.
That happens often.
Because was that? I think one day you said, "Was that you?" I went, "No."
Yeah.
But have you guys had fans jumping into bedroom windows or any of that kind of stuff? Did it get a bit crazy at any stage? This morning?
Generally, it's our children jumping into our bed.
Yeah, exactly.
These days. But there was some, definitely when we were touring that record, there was some pretty crazy moments. I remember leaving a show in Melbourne at the Palais, and we were kind of like all really exhausted, and we'd given it 110%. We got out, and this car had been following us the whole time, and they ran out. They were like, "Oh, can you sign all this stuff for us?" And I think that was a real moment for us where we were like, "Oh, crap, things have changed."
Yeah,
you know, like
Beatlemania.
Yeah.
Well, the sound of Eskimo Joe is unmistakable, particularly with your vocals, Cav. Is there a song or a band that would maybe be a stretch for you guys, but you would just love to have some fun with, just really kind of sink your teeth into?
Bruno Mars would be fun, I reckon.
Yeah,
that'd be
yes.
cool, because when we started, we wanted to be the Police kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And he's good at singing that kind of, you know. Yeah. That kind of thing. He can pull off Sting.
And the rest, so of his band, the rest of his band are fun too. And
they're amazing.
NBA gear.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
They're awesome.
We probably get most excited about producers. And so people like Mark Ronson, who produced that Bruno Mars stuff. And
he is the ubiquitous man, isn't he?
Extraordinary, isn't he?
Yeah. He is.
I'm just going to put in my 2 cents and say Tom Waits, because I just think that would be one of the most extraordinary recording sessions you could ever.
I think that we could get Rick Steele.
Rick Steele,
Tom Waits,
and the Luke Hot Steele's Biscuit Band, yeah.
Luke's Katie, dad, yeah, and Katie's dad. Yeah,
we can get in Rick Arden. That's the
and
best we
Rottweiler.
Can do.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon just Dennis Cometti.
Yes. Dennis Cometti?
Oh, imagine. From the sea.
From 50.
From the 50.
And I've got to say, everyone loves a special treat that's a new vinyl product, guys. This is pretty exciting, isn't it?
We get excited by records in general because, you know, we live in this world of streaming and downloads and all the rest of it, but really I love a piece of vinyl.
Love the tangible?
Because it's tangible, but it's this big piece of artwork that you can hold in your hands. And I mean, look, the Black Fingernails vinyl that we've put out and the CD, we've put every B-side that we wrote during the Black Fingernails process, and there's songs that I'd totally forgotten we'd even written.
Some of them best
one
forgotten.
Little desire.
Hey, thanks, boys. Always good to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Be like Captain Paul. Age well. Call Bethany on 131 151 anytime and learn to be a life expert. And now it's time for Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Now, you know I'm always embarrassing myself, and I did it again before we left Perth, so Don't fart in an Apple store.
Right.
They don't have windows.
Oh, there you go. Not bad.
It was going to be a don't fart in a space joke thing we're here.
Now that you've caught up with the Big Breakfast, catch big brand vitamins and cosmetics half price at Chemist Warehouse for a limited time. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.